In the last days, men's hearts will grow cold. But we are commanded by the Holy Scriptures to love. How do we love? What does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about love. The New Testament scripture says God is love. We read about it in 1 John 4, verse 8. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And so we love because God is love, and because God created us. So we do the things that God does. Jesus was asked about love in Matthew 22, verse 36 to 40. The people asked him, Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets, Jesus said. Paul goes further in discussing love in the great love chapter of the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. In verses 4 to 8, listen to what he says. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. And then in that same chapter, he continues, "If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful." In John chapter 14, verse 15, our Lord Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." That's commandments with a small c, meaning my teachings. Love is what motivated God to create, not only the creation, but us. In John 3:16, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, the apostle by the Spirit said, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers the multitude of sins." In Mark chapter 11, verses 29 to 31, Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment of Scripture was. Listen to what he said. "The most important is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And so in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, the Spirit said, "We love because he," speaking of Christ and speaking of the Father, "because he first loved us." In the verse prior, 1 John 4:18, we read, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love." God doesn't want you fearing. God wants you trusting on him. That's what faith is in the Scripture, trust on Christ. The words trust and believe and faith in the New Testament Scripture are all interchangeable. They mean the same thing, trust, and that trust is on the person of Christ the Savior. And so in 1 John 4, verse 7, we read, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." So we see how God thinks about love. He said earlier, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Then in this verse that we just read, 1 John 4:7, we read, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God." Love is powerful. The Scripture even tells us that it covers all sins. As a matter of fact, we read God is love, and that's the reason why. It's repeated in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. It says, "Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses." And then in John 14, verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, my teachings." How does God prove his love for us? The Scripture says God is love. The answer to that is in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Listen to what it says. "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Now, what does Paul mean when he spoke that by the Holy Spirit? Well, you must understand that man has a problem. Man is a sinner. He has a sin nature. God's tolerance of sin is zero. He cannot look at sin. He is so holy and he is so pure, he cannot look at sin. The requirement to be saved, that's called salvation, is Matthew 5:48. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Well, do you know what that means? It means man has a problem. No man is perfect. And therefore, man cannot solve his problem. When Matthew 5:48 says, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, that is the requirement and the standard to be saved and to go to the Father and to heaven. Which means anything of our own self-effort would be useless because we are not perfect, and any righteousness which could come from us would not be a perfect righteousness to fulfill and satisfy that verse of Matthew 5:48. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we do have a problem, don't we? And who can solve that problem? God has to solve it. There is no other way. We cannot do it because perfect righteousness cannot come from imperfect beings like us. And God the Father always required a blood sacrifice for sin. In Old Testament scripture, it was through animal sacrifice. On the Day of Atonement, one of the feasts of Israel, the people would go to the tabernacle. They would, with the Jewish priests, the Levites, lay hands on an animal to be sacrificed that they would donate, pray their sins of the past year upon it. The animal would be sacrificed. Its blood would be taken into the Holy of Holies of the Tent of Meeting, where it would be sprinkled on the Ark of the Covenant and the furniture within, and that would take their sins away for 1 year. It would remit or set aside their sins for 1 year. And year after year after year, they had to keep doing that. Well, Christ must have gone to the Father and asked the Father, if I go down there and I become the lamb sacrifice once and for all men, once and for all sin, once and for all time, Father, would you accept that? And the Father must have said yes, because guess what? He permitted him to do it. And he sent the Son, the scripture says, to be the Savior of the world. Do you believe he failed in his mission? Absolutely not. Because Jesus was generated from the Father, the scripture says. He was not a created being. He was in the Father. And at the appropriate time, he was manifested or generated from the Father. The Son manifestation of the Father, which permitted Jesus to say, I and my Father are one. He who has seen me has seen the Father. I do what the Father tells me to do. And he came down to the earth, took all of the sins of men upon himself, and was sacrificed on the cross, and died for our sins. Because Father God always required a blood sacrifice, and in Christ there was a perfect life and perfect blood, that satisfied Matthew 5:48. Be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. And Christ takes everyone's sins upon himself, and to those who ask and repent of sin and turn to him alone for their salvation, they're saving from sin, self, and circumstances. He grants it by faith, by trust on him. You are saved by grace through faith, and that not of your own. It is a gift of God, not of works, not of self-effort, so that no man can boast. God solves the problem for man. And so that's why Romans 5 verse 8 said, but God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, it's all about a love affair between God and man. And so in 1 John 4 verse 16, the apostle by the Spirit writes, so we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love, that means dwells in love, abides in God, and God abides in him. That is salvation. And then in 1 John 3 verse 18, the apostle writes by the Spirit, little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth.
And then Jesus gives us a promise in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 21. He tells us, "Whoever has my commandments, my teachings, and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." He follows it with a promise. So when you receive Christ and you abide, you dwell in his teachings and are faithful, you show him that you love him and you also love the Father, and Christ gives you a promise, "I will manifest myself to him." You see, there is no religion on this earth that could promise you love and direct manifestation of God to you. That's why Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me." And then he says, "I stand at the door and I knock." That's the door of the heart. "He who hears my voice," that's the desire to receive him, the desire to know him. "He who hears my voice and invites me in, I will come into him," that's a promise, "and I will fellowship with him and he with me." That's another promise. "He will reveal himself to you as a living person, a spirit person, but a living person, the Son of God." Do you know God? Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? Today is as good a day as any, and I believe that Father God is calling you. Why? Because God is love, as we said, and he loves you unconditionally, not based on your performance. If you will invite him in, he will clean you up. And there is no pit so deep that he cannot reach down and lift you out. Why? Because God is love. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you, inviting Christ into your heart, and receive him by a trusting faith alone. He will do all the rest. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you, being willing to turn from your sin.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes, along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176,
Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.